We are back. You are listening to Gavin Den on the break. You are listening to Groove Tech. We learned about We learned about songs from the vaginal canal. Serenades from the vaginal canal.
We learned. It's a great album, by the way.
It was their black album, and the rabbi protested.
Joe's greatest hits.
He had it put on a concert. Nobody came.
Oh, Joe, you pipped it. It was better than a pip. That was actually funny, but it was pip-esque.
That's why I'm enjoying it.
We know, dear. We know. So let's do a little scamming scammer, shall we?
Yes.
Play that music. Come on, play. Always and forever. Russ is like, I know that song.
Is this Duran Duran or one of those 80s bands?
No. No, I shut it off. You're not hearing it anymore. Right, okay. Keep listening. It's a seashell. Listen to the ocean. No, spend the whole rest of the night listening. It'll come.
I think I've heard that music before.
It's Always and Forever and a sample off my Korg Triton.
All right. So when we last left, I had gone to Belinda, my beloved scammer's Facebook page, and saw that she was scamming people. So I created a fake Facebook profile who will call JV, and I started warning people. But unfortunately, when you warn people, you're not friends with them. It goes to the other inbox on Facebook.
Yeah,
and most people don't get it. But I did get one.
You did.
I did get one, and on February 28th, Michael asked me, "Hi, Joey. Hi, JV. What happened with your friend and this lady, Belinda Prisca Abbey?" I respond on March 1st. He spoke with her. Now, I'm talking about my friend. I'm not talking about me. JV's talking about me as the friend.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't be me.
And wait, what's the name of the person? Jamie or
Michael? My character is JV.
Okay.
JV. So JV says he spoke with her for a while, and she asked for money and gifts on several occasions. Has she asked you for money? Now, by the way, this guy who I'm talking to is on disability, heavyset guy, religious, and is going out with somebody who has like one picture from a foreign country who is not attractive.
Okay.
And was also friends with some of these people, these scammers. So I think he's getting scammed too. Not necessarily by Belinda, but I think somehow he's getting scammed too. That's just my, from looking at it, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So I asked her, she asked me for money. He goes, no. I go, have you ever talked on the phone with her?
You re-triggered it.
Watch your language. We don't use that here. Wait, but do I have to have you make you go with the rabbi?
No.
Chill. I'm shocked. Trigger.
Oh, it's Trigger Guy.
Trigger Guy.
We prefer Trigger. Chuck.
Funny. Funny. We'll give you that one.
So I asked if he's ever talked with her on the phone. He's... He goes, yeah, once her number checked out. I go, the number is hers. That is true. How long did you talk for? He goes, maybe like 5 minutes, but I ordered a dress from her, and she sent it. Everything was all right. Now, remember, our girl sewed.
She sent him the dress?
She sent the...
Because you remember, we wanted to get socks.
Oh, you never got those socks.
Red socks.
We never got those red socks, did we, Jeff?
He got a dress.
But remember, she really couldn't make the dress. Because she was doing some sewing, like fixing stuff. But she needed to go to school more, which is why she needed money for me, Joe.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But,
well, she was.
Yeah.
So he physically got a dress from her.
That's what he says. I wasn't there. I didn't see him try it on. I don't know.
That's the thing, because basically we tried to physically get the socks.
Is this guy's name?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get replaced.
Not you, stupid.
Is Michael really?
That's Jizz Sock. Yeah. Joe's other friend.
Just let you know, he created these characters, not me.
No, you created Slop Towel. I created
Slop Towel.
And then you said Jizz Sock.
Nice towel. No, but then you created him. I'm a Dick Eldorado.
No, you created Jizz Sock. I just gave voices.
You know, Blue Hawk. Not,
don't use Dick Eldorado in the same sentence as Jizzsock if somebody doesn't understand, okay? Right. That came out all wrong.
I gave Jizzsock the old Dick Eldorado. Oh, it was a long night! Yes, it was. Settle down, Blue Hawk.
It was a girthy night, too.
McCaw, what? Citizen, prepare. Oh, no! I have all Joe's characters ready to go.
Now I know what McCaw means.
I'm going into the dirty laundry. I know where this is going.
Chicken sock.
Chicken sock.
That's a hand puppet gone wrong.
Oh, it's not a great life.
Jizzy, where are you? I'm in here with us t-shirts.
I wanted to be a doctor. Now look at me. I blame Obama. Nice. And we continue with the serious portion of the show, Joe.
Yes, very serious.
Where's my vinegar?
Is that what
this
serious?
Is? Yes, that's what this
yes,
is.
Yes, this is the serious educational part.
So he said, I ordered a dress for her and she sent it in. Everything was all right. I said, when my friend spoke with her, he heard a man feeding her lines, which we recorded.
Yes.
He recorded it. Did you ever video chat with her? No, not yet. Do you have the record? The record? I think he meant recording. Yes. I go, I can get it. He video chatted with her. Same thing, a man feeding her lines. I'm afraid if I tell you much more, you will tell her, and my friend will be embarrassed. Does she mention her daughter, Kasha? I don't want this shit coming back to me. You know?
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah.
So I'm already towing getting close to the edge here. Next thing I know is in a bunch of scammers / hackers giving me shit.
But you left enough disconnect so they won't pin it back to you.
Well.
Yeah. Not enough. Not enough.
He goes, yeah, I talk to her at least. I talk with her at least once a day. I go, my friend spent hours talking with her on Facebook every day. How long have you been talking to her? He goes, when did all this take place? I go, went on for close to a year.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I've been talking with her since September of last year, which, as you recall, is right about when things went really sideways with me and Belinda.
Mm-hmm. So we got somebody else.
Which is what we surmised when they had enough of our shenanigans.
Yeah.
Remember, we were wondering, hey, what's going on? Well, they got another pigeon.
Yeah,
at least one. I figured they would have a bunch of pigeons.
Yeah.
Right, but this is kind of proof.
Yeah,
Or at least it seems that way. He goes, I'm telling you this so you do not go through what he went through. I have nothing to gain from this. They ended in summer of 2013. She claimed she loved him. That's when we ended, but we dragged it on again in September.
Yeah.
She claimed she loved him. He goes, okay, thanks. I'm going to be careful now. So what happened with her and your friend? I go, she wanted him to marry her. Remember? She wanted mm-hmm. to marry him. So she changed and kept pushing for money, for rent, fashion design school, etc. He could not send it at the time, so she blocked him and disappeared. She goes by Belinda and Prisca. He goes, oh, wow, okay, thanks for the info. Yeah, she told me that too, but she never asked for money yet.
Yet.
I go, I know what my friend went through. Please do not tell her anything about this. I just want to warn those on her friends list. I think you can tell my friend knew her quite well. Did she mention dating an American before? He goes, Michael goes, okay, yeah, it sounds like it. I go, if you call her and she's not expecting it, she will get off the phone quickly. We did that a couple times.
Yes.
She was not in the mood to chat.
She was flustered.
Yes. He goes, no, she just said she talked to some white guy, and he told her to get lost because she was black. Rabbi!
He gets around.
Now, remember.
I thought he was on J-Date. Look at this crap.
Guerrilla congregations.
Get out of Ghana. You're not wanted. Now, remember. When Belinda came to me and told me that she was not Agnes, I asked her, well, why'd you change your name? Because a guy ridiculed me for being black.
Yes.
When I asked Mavis why she was lying to Dick Eldorado, and how could you lie to Dick, about why she was pretending to be somebody else, it was because she didn't want to be ridiculed because she was black.
Now, if we could stop for a moment, did the fellow you were corresponding with, did he mention anything about Agnes Arete?
Well, I'll go on with it. Now, all I can assume, because I'm sure these are very honorable scammers, is they're telling the truth, and they've met with rabbis online, and it's gone south every time. I think that's the takeaway. Don't talk to a rabbi online if you're African. Or, well, you're not even not African American. You're just African.
Yeah, but then they go back and talk trash to their syndicate in the internet cafe?
Well, in Temple, they gave a sermon about why not to date online.
Oh, all right.
I talk trash at the. sorry, I couldn't respond at that moment. That
I
good.
Couldn't respond. That's I was okay. choking.
Yes, that's right.
I have that effect.
Get the gird.
So she so he goes, no, she just said she talked to some white guy, and he told her to get lost because she was black. I go, that is her excuse. Mike goes, I'm going to try and call her and see what happens sometime. I go, those pictures of her in the white tank top are pictures she posted for him a year ago. Because he was showing the other pictures. Remember
yes.
when she was getting all sexy, bringing sexy back?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, she was. He goes, oh, wow, she sent me those too. I go record the phone, video chat with her. She'll make an excuse why she can't. Force her to. Record it. He goes, how do I record it? I go, the audio can be recorded in Audacity on your computer. It is a free program. Does she mention Mavis? Look at Joe's perked up. That's my girl.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Before there was Joe's girl, there was Mavis.
Yeah. Sorry, Joe's girl. Cover your screen.
You weren't the first. You might be the most authentic, but you weren't the first. How do you feel about Mr. Whiskers? If you don't know, ask Dick.
You killed them all.
I killed you off. Best move I made. I go, I need you to be honest with me. Do you love her? He goes, no, never heard of Mavis, just her cousin. I go, Ishmael? He goes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And remember when we with the video chat, cousin Ishmael was there feeding her lines. Yes.
Yep.
So it's kind of all tying together.
So these people know each other?
It's a scamming syndicate.
It's a scamming, and it's a whole story. Yeah.
It's a whole syndicate.
But yeah. At least it's very much like what we were talking about is that they do keep elements of the story
boilerplate so that they don't lose
their place.
Which is why there was long pauses when I went off script. Because we've never dealt with this type
Skipper
of answer.
Skipper was improv. You kidding?
When they would screw up is when they had somebody new taking the thing and they would be like, instead of Mavis, they were like, Mabel. It's like, you can't even keep your script straight.
They passed me around like a Duggar girl at Thanksgiving.
Wow.
That's bad, dude.
That was pretty bad.
I feel bad.
So what happens if they get on to you? Like, you know, let's say they're catching on. Do you change identity?
Well, usually they knew I was on to them. So then they unfriended me and blocked me.
Okay.
But some of the nasty ones can hack you. Because, you know, a lot of people reveal information. You know, they get your email address or your real Facebook. They had my real Facebook.
He went up against a hacker one day.
A real scammer hacker.
And he pulled up information on him. He kind of freaked out a little bit.
It was weird. Yeah. Like, I went toe-to-toe with him and everything. But this was a nasty son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stood up
for the
things he had mined from his Facebook that were personal. That was like, oh, crap.
Pictures of my kid and, you know. Stuff.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I just seen
That's
these
right. I remember that. Yes.
You know, every time these scammers reveal themselves and, you know, the backstory and the boilerplate and you were dealing with this other scammer that pulled up all the information, it's like dealing with the devil. It's like the devil.
It is, Joe.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except they don't have as cool of an outfit.
The music sucks.
Or metal bands writing about him every time.
I ask if he loves her.
They're not Slayer fans.
No, they're not Slayer.
Boring people.
I ask if he loves her. Mike goes, I thought we became good friends, but I have a girlfriend in Indonesia.
Oh.
This guy lives in the United States.
Oh, this poor bastard.
Oh, no.
I don't know your Indonesian lady, but my friend did know this girl. Does Priska know you have a girlfriend? And then he goes, Mavis, your friend? Yeah, and they have talked.
Oh, no.
I go, her friend and fellow scammer, talking about Mavis. Mm-hmm. If I tell you something, do I have your word that you will not tell Priska, but just take the information and make your own decision? What I'm about to tell you can really hurt, my friend, so I need your word. He goes, okay, I won't say anything to her, but whatever is so important. I go, my friend knew she was a scammer all along. She originally pretended to be Juliana Avalos. You can Google her. He scam baited her. He played her out because he knew she was full of crap. He's a radio host and comedian. And then I give the website because it's always time for a plug.
Javinsden.com.
Good.
Joe approves. That's the move.
It's always time for a plug.
Always advertised.
They cover this on a lot of their shows. Then I go, that, then the Lincoln has the description of the show, which I don't need to read to you people because you're listening already.
Because you already know.
I go, including the audio of both Belinda and Mavis, if you tell her anything, it can cause him problems, but you can listen to the shows and hear for yourself. He goes, okay, I won't say anything about him, but I would like to Google it. I go, he would want me to warn you because he fights these people and consults with the army to do so. Check him out. He's legit. Yuliana Avalos is a model that the scammers like to pretend they are. She is in a lawsuit against Match.com, but she's a scammer too. My friend made the news revealing that. More giving my credentials. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or our friend's credentials.
Plug.
Sure. He goes, okay, well, thanks for the heads up. What did she say in the audio? I go, he's legit. I go, she wants him to propose. You can hear a guy feeding her lines. That was during the video conversation. So he goes, okay, who has a lawsuit? Didn't understand that part. I continue to go, at times he believes he was talking to different people when they wrote. Class action suit match.com and is now up to $4.5 billion. Started as $1.5 billion. A modest $1.5 billion. is on the busted page on my friend's site. I go, does she talk about her grandmother? Remember, the grandmother had bad eyes.
Oh, yeah, poor granny.
Yes, poor granny. He goes, okay. Yeah, with the vision problems.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Maybe that part's true. Who knows? You know it what? Could be true.
Listen, it's easier to keep track of lies if you add little elements of
I
the
do.
Truth into them.
I do. Mm.
What, when you lie?
No, when I'm doing this stuff. When I'm doing this stuff. I got I know where you were going there. I'm not telling you my secrets.
Oh, damn it.
I go, yep, watery eyes. Before Belinda was Belinda, she told me she was Agnes. Mike goes, she said she can't see very well or something. I go, yeah, that is, that is when she poses Avalos. Yep, I don't know if that is true, but the story is the same. Did she ever mention Rita? Remember, Rita was the friend she was living with.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, no. I go,
she
okay.
mentioned the orphanage.
I think they're playing it straight out. They're not doing the Agnes story.
And don't forget about Rita. Mavis originally slipped up one time and mentioned that her name was Rita.
And then Joe called her and wrote a poem, Senorita.
Yes.
She was not afraid.
Right.
She did not like that at all.
No.
I think Joe got a talking to for that
one. Call me that. Call me Mavis.
Oh, I used to write the worst poetry. Awful. And sent it to, oh, that's beautiful. It was like the worst shit chowder you'd ever want to hear.
The one that killed me was the daffodils of August.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The daffodils of August.
Kidding? He's an artist. He's an artist.
Yeah. He's definitely
you know,
an
artist. Russ, I'd like you to think about something.
Yes.
Considering that Joe's an artist and you're a sponsor. You support the arts. You should feel very good about yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I think what Joe does is more like anti-terrorism.
It's anti-something. I don't know what it is.
Anti-literary.
He's not very pro many things, so it's probably anti-something. Anti-social?
No.
Yeah.
Could be. Or anti-pasta?
Anti-pasta.
Better.
Yeah. Shame on you.
Antioxidant.
Anti-soy sauce.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, well. You did.
Be nice to the spa. Laugh, you two. It's a sponsor.
Is there a special sponsor barrel? I just want to know.
No, there's no special sponsor barrel. Don't worry.
Darn.
When nobody's in the barrel, Pip, you live there.
Well, I know. I keep it clean.
Like a vagina with vinegar. And we go on. I go. Okay.
Where did that bottle cap come from?
I still want to know where that damn bottle cap came
me
from.
Me too.
I'm guessing a bottle. That's what I'm guessing. I'm going out on a limb. So she never mentioned Rita. I go, okay, something's changed. Some stay the same. Have you ever asked to video chat with her? He goes, well, I did ask her about this when you first wrote, and I had just seen it today, and she said she wanted to go to the cafe tomorrow and Skype to prove she was real. I go, she is real. Don't know who you write with, but this is the pretty face they trot out there. He goes, no, I mean ask her to explain the message that you first wrote to me a month ago, and I just seen in my other mail the other day, because remember I explained that this is a scammer. I go, is it a very unique scamming syndicate? Guarantee you she will not be alone. If that happens, I'll be floored. When did you see the message? He goes, today. I go, how did she react when you told her the message? She said, what? Who is this? And ask him why he's saying these things about her. Because you're a dirty, scammy whore. That's why he's saying these
things.
Oh,
that again.
Oh, you're going to hold that against me? Yeah. Can't we forget about the past?
Oh, that's another favorite.
That's their favorite.
What impresses me is the level of engagement they have with you. It's...
Well, I'm very engaging. You've known me for quite
some
time.
I know. It's just really, really cool.
Thank you. I go, okay, my friend. I go, okay, my friend shows are online. Don't mention them, but arm yourself with knowledge. They have gotten up to March 2013 in the show with her. They cover this segment called catfishing. He goes, okay, I'll check it out first thing in the morning. I go, okay, if you have questions, let me know and I will tell them. But I beg, do not mention my friend or this conversation. Download Audacity and audio record the conversation. I think she may have actually liked my friend a lot, but business is business and he was not sending her money. They did talk for hours a day. He goes, okay, I won't say anything about your friend. I go, cool, good luck. Sorry this is not what you wanted to hear, but at least she's just a friend and not a love interest. He goes, yeah, thanks. I appreciate you telling me. I got to go to bed now. It's late here. It was 1:45 in the morning. I'll keep you posted. Talk with you soon. He goes, okay, go. Good luck.
And I have to get up early to talk to my real girlfriend in Indonesia.
Yes.
Yeah.
So later on in that morning, I go, Davin gave me a couple of short audio clips to give you. You have spoken to her on the phone, so you will recognize the voice in the clips. The first one, she was going by a fake name, Agnes. Listen carefully for the man in the background. The second one is the desire to be married, and we were talking about. That was from her Skype session with her. Is it possible for you to take a screenshot of her friends list? He would like to warn other people that may be scammed. And then I sent her the stuff. I sent her all the MP3s.
Her?
I'm sorry. I sent him. Right. Sent Mike the stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was March 1st. Any thoughts?
Wow. I'm glad that at least he was receptive and he wasn't like, not my gal, you know, because
that
happens so often.
It kind of is insulting that it's just so cookie cutter.
Boilerplate
and cookie cutter with everybody.
Well, yeah, but we definitely got them. We definitely went outside the mold.
I know.
Yeah.
But just see.
She wrote porn, Joe.
I understand, but the thing I know we took it a lot outside of the box, you know. But it's just
more
like,
in the box.
But
sorry, no room with that bottle cap in there.
But it just you feel like just the backstory so much. You feel cheap.
Well, it does shed light on exactly what they do and how this scammer syndicate works, because we've seen it pretty much in three marks. Me being the first one,
right?
Or Dick El Dorado being the second one,
right?
And now this guy Mike. If we were all Mike Marks and didn't know,
yeah,
pretty much going with the same thing. Oh, he doesn't like me because he goes, I'm black.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
It doesn't think I'm going to do Joe's chokes. What? No, that's not in there.
It's like, okay, you can give up with that thing because now there's three white guys that are talking to you. Okay, yeah. You can stop with that.
Yeah. So we could do very, very quickly Ann Jackson, or we can get out of here. What do you want to do?
I say we save Ann Jackson for next week.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's late, and we want to savor every word of that nut.
It's just I promised. Yeah. I promised we would, but it's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I think it'll hold because usually
it'll keep.
It will, But usually we get a little enthusiastic about the game part of it too. So
we do.
Like, we need some time to savor Ann Jackson.
I don't know if savor's the word.
Yeah, that was the wrong word.
She might taste goaty.
Funny.
Nah, well, she's Japanese, so there might be too much soy sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
I just thought of a dirty joke that I'll keep to myself.
Oh, boy. That must be really bad.
You say hurtful things. Well, that was certainly fun.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Russ,
it's really good having you in here.
Russ, thank you, man, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Always a great time.
You had a good time with these bunch of delinquents that you
pay
for?
Absolutely.
The girlfriend's like, really? Yeah.
It's like,
we can't go to Disney because of this show.
If I knew you had friends like this.
I bet they taste goaty, too.
Yes. Good day, sir.
I said good day.
Good day, sir.
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
I guess I should do the Family Martial Arts commercial.
Well, you should let him read it.
I asked him once before and he didn't want to.
Oh, before we go to the commercial, I have to say that Lisa in our chat room says thank you, Sensei, for being our sponsor.
You're very welcome. Yeah. You're very, very welcome.
Lisa's a sweetheart.
Yes.
She is.
I love the show. Love what they do.
Oh, everybody's being nice now. Yes. I feel it's like in stark contrast to what this rest of the show
it's
was.
It's like the
who are you people?
We were pretty despicable for three solid hours.
It's like
why
the Dinah
Shore
Show.
Now? Oh,
go on, Joe. You were trying to say something
it's
nice.
It's like the Dinah Shore Show.
I don't even know what that means.
Old joke.
I knew it was supposed to be a joke. I just don't understand it.
It's old. It's for us olds. We
it was from
it.
All in the Family. When they were all in the living room, they're going, yeah, everybody was talking nice about each other and sitting in the lead. It's like, it was like the Dinah Shore Show.
Well, should now Burt Reynolds come out and sing a song to her?
Sometimes Joe and Pip like to entertain each other. We just let them play. Like a man in a boat stuck in a vaginal canal. It's an echo, but we let it go. I shall read. Family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, family martial arts is the dojo for you. You still doing the private lessons?
No. Master Marmo was, but she got pregnant. Oops.
That was a different type of private lesson. Yeah,
that was a different private lesson.
But when she comes back, you'll
yes,
do it.
Yes, you can edit that sentence. Yeah.
But when she comes back, she'll do it again. Cause I know,
I'm sure she will.
Because I know.
Let's have a sponsor. Nah, don't say that. Or take that.
It's all a bunch of crap. Yeah. We don't do none of those things.
You know this crap we don't is even live, don't you?
The dojo's not even there anymore. What the hell are you talking about? That's not our number.
They have a sumptuous brunch. Brunch? We haven't done brunch for 3 months.
It's all shite. I was going to say my daughter actually got a lot from those private lessons because originally she didn't know how to kick very hard. The other night she was kicking in class. Boom! You just like hear like thuds.
Yeah, you would. I think even she's got legs about, of steel. At the beginning of the show, I was in the show in the car that she can hit hard,
yeah, she's
really
doing
hard.
Good. She's yes. doing really well.
She'll good, keep good. Her man in place.
Yes.
Anyway. whether you want to learn in a class environment in a couple of months. No, not, that you can do now. You can learn in a class environment now.
Yes, class environment now.
Or private lessons
in
a few months.
Yeah.
Martial arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. Anything you want to add?
No, thanks for having me again, guys.
Thanks for being with us. Thanks for supporting us.
Really?
Absolutely.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescas-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a, what happened. Pip's losing her crap over there.
It gets late, and that commercial has so many double entendres in it, I can't stand it.
We've been doing it for like 2 years.
I know.
Now it hits you?
No,
oh, I think she gets it!
And you know what? There's no better time to goof on a read that we're doing when we have one of the sponsors sitting right here with us.
Get her, boy! Sink your fangs in her. Get her, you thin collie. Rip her apart. Stupid. He's right. I didn't even pick up on it. We're doing serious reads, you asshole.
You stop and ask me. I was trying to be quiet.
Really? Is that quiet? And the rabbi was trying not to be racist. Both failed.
Oh, wrap your mouth around those premium meats.
What?
Wrap your mouth around those premium meats.
All I want to know is your read went fine, and we love you and value your support.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. No matter what, dimwit here is doing with our other
sponsors. Yeah, the sponsorship's up in a couple weeks, and you got to lose your shit. Well, you are an ass. You are as dumb as... You are the Sarah Palin of this show.
I know better than to run in 2016.
She well, with that type of stupidity, you can. Now I have to do it again.
Sorry.
Can you see Russia from your house?
She can see AIDS cat from her bedroom. This is why the turkey left you. The turkey said, this one's dumb, I'm leaving.
This just said, oh God, no. Even I have to get out of the street for this.
Why is she flapping at me? She's a person, not a bird. Stupid.
It is a good deli that does have premium meat. I've been there, actually.
Isolate that.
It's a good place to eat.
It's great food. The sandwiches are great, despite Pip's giggles.
It is a good place. It just hits me.
Yeah, it's going to hit you. You're going to get a salami right in the back of your head.
Oh, God.
Not the knee. Not, don't go for the knee.
You saw what I can do.
I did.
You saw what happened to Hopalong.
I saw the crutches coming down the sticks.
You're one asking me to bring recyclables from that happening to you.
Wait till we get the funeral home read. The casket pillows are plumped in a dignified manner.
Now I know who to go after. Do you like death? How about 3 hours of it every Tuesday?
I like death. That's why I opened my mouth on the show. Oh,
stupid. You're comedy death. That's your name. You're where jokes go to die. Oh. Now I got to find my place.
Premium meat, I think it was.
You really can't get your mind off that. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket, smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Notice there's no mention of turkey and mayonnaise, though I'm sure you could get that should you ask. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous... Really, Pip? Really? Just get your shit together.
And because of that, Dumbbell's got to read this like it's a eulogy.
Yeah! It's lost the zest. That's a good pickup, Joe. You're going to Hebrew school.
Not
with the racist rabbi.
Yes, you need to learn. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. I swear to God, it's a straight read and she can't contain herself. If only we could be as funny as this read, Joe.
I understand that.
If she starts lap dancing, Joe, I'm going home.
Yeah, really?
Joe, do me a favor, run upstairs and get her some soy sauce. I want to do some osmosis on this broad. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. Or give them a call at 845. Oh, crap. 469. That's the number. I didn't make that up. I just picked that 845-469-69-469-8505. Ay, ay, ay. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or fan of Davern's Den and after tonight, you're probably not. You get 10% off. Joe,
I'm a scared with the hyena over here.
it's about a restaurant, but sure, ruin it.
But I love Portobello
as well. You should.
I will do their read with grace and panache because Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch. I was kidding before that they didn't, but they do, and it's sumptuous. A sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be occasion, but a memory. Also, Portobello Banquets also host popular comedy nights, and one will be coming up July 24th. Comics will be the very funny Eric McMahon, Rick Allen, and Mike Keegan, so check that on out. Produced by Side-Spreading Productions owner Davern's Den. Experience that all Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Well read, Joe.
Nice.
And,
restaurant, too.
It is. Vincent Vincent from Portobello is actually going to be in studio with us next week as we count down the worst dads.
Right.
And so, so it's going to be good. There's actually another dad here. Usually I'm battling, and it's you two non-procreators. What? Why are you looking?
I work right down
when
the street.
When he's in, I wanted to bite a lip when he's doing a read on that.
You do the read on that.
I understand that, but I'm just saying what I'm doing. I mean, you were giggling during my read, too.
No.
I had to think of Grandma in the cast when I was doing this.
No, it's just Goldberg's. For some reason, it gets, sets me off.
Well, when
does it?
But he'll be coming
we
in.
We see that. I got to, you know, I tell him to call me. He hasn't called me. I got to go in there because we got to do Joe and Jeff Save America.
Yeah. So when Jeff's in here.
I will control myself as best as will I
you?
Ever could.
Will you reason for Scotchgard?
Oh, my goodness.
You think you could keep it together?
Barely.
It's a good thing she's punctual. I need that in a co-host. And that she is. Why do you have Pip on the show? She's punctual.
I was trying to pull it back together, but then you got to the address, and I'm done.
Well, people got to get there. They got to know where it is.
Now just drive around. Pip's going to laugh if we reveal it.
You find him, get a map, Google it.
How come you don't say the address? Pip thinks it's very funny.
Yeah, Pip can't get besides herself when she
it makes her really hot.
Yeah. Listen, you have to know by now that I'm like 9 years old. I'm going to laugh.
9 years
then you
old,
should go to family martial arts or self-defense. And no, you can't play softball. We don't like your attitude.
I want to be on the traveling team. Damn you.
Damn you. Well, that's not going to help. Damn you to hell.
But I have heart. I'm like Rudy.
I have heart. I'll eat it and show you. It tastes goaty. Size Pudding Productions, whether you want a comedian, murder mystery, you want kids entertainment like a face painter, balloon animal, you want a Santa Claus or an Easter Bunny or some other type of character, go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, number 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Russ, before we get out of here, anything else you want to plug?
Not at all. I just want to thank you guys for having me back. Always a pleasure.
Yep. Thank you.
Welcome anytime.
For supporting us. We really appreciate
absolutely.
It.
We love the show. Love what you guys do.
Thank you.
Love having you here.
Pip, where can Mr. Helix be heard?
Johnny and the Alamonies are going to be at the Pie Man Cottage, which is at 107.
Pie Man! Asshole.
Relax, Beavis.
I can't really give him a really on that.
No,
I didn't know.
She said Pie Man because it's pie.
Get her, boys. Get her. Get her. Get her.
You know he's not done, right?
No, I know.
Okay, go on.
No, this will take a half an hour now. 107 Route 303.
303.
No, you better do the address. That's where it is.
Is she a route?
Valley Cottage.
Valley Cottage. What is it, like a valley and it's in a cottage?
New York.
No, New York. There's whores in New York every time.
On Saturday.
Oh, I love Saturday. It's right before Sunday.
Yes. June 13th.
Nothing funny about that.
Yeah.
At 9 p.m.
No, 9 p.m.
Post Meridian.
Post Meridian.
Most people don't know what that means. How sad is that?
I'll also come and see the play.
Sure. It's a good time. That was a quality read.
Yeah.
You really helped him. You did a good job.
I'm sure there will be like hordes of people there now.
Ah, hordes!
Hordes! Hordes! Hordes! And the answer is, what's in the back of Pip's car?
Joe, where were you?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tomorrow night, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. I'll be headlining down there. 9 o'clock show, 1-877-Uncle.Vin, V-I-N, for reservations. And I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Sunday, special 2 o'clock show. So never mind barbecuing or fun at the beach. Come there.
Or fun at the come see Joe and be miserable like he is. What a plug. I didn't even mess with that and you ruined it. I asked you if you were open. Did you have a response?
We'll talk about it after the show.
I thought we'd prolong it. Maybe Pip could laugh as we talked.
No.
All right. Well, guys, that was fun.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. Thank you, Russ, for coming in.
Of course.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging out live in the chat room or listening in other places. It was a good time. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you
next Tuesday.
You beat me to it. Yes. Oh, it's a shame.